cosmetic surgery, plastic surgery, it is out and about, isn't it? It's bigger. It's a bigger industry than it ever was, ever.
When are you going to go there? Are you ever going to go there?
No. I'm not going to say never. I really would love to embrace the aging process, but you never know. You just don't know, and I'm not going to judge, and certainly not judging.
You're not going there?
No, I'm not. No, I'm just coming with some big lips.
You've got a beard, though. If I could get away with a beard,
Have you seen me without a beard?
Maybe just a big lips. Me with the big lips and my eyes tucked. Hi, guys. I can't
blink.
I'll
never do my lips. I think the lips is so obvious.
I'll just cut my chin off. That's about it. Chisel my chin.
No, your chin's fine. But it is so prevalent. And I've got a story here, and I wonder if anybody can relate to this, because I would love to hear from people who have gotten some work done behind their partner's back or not told any of their friends or family. And then you had to deal with the reaction. Well, because it's supposed to be subtle. The idea is, I think when people are getting cosmetic work, you want it to be just subtle. You want it to be, don't I just look better? But in the example of Danielle Lloyd, who is a reality star over in the UK, married a footballer.
Yeah.
I think that's what you do when you're a reality star in the UK or a glamour girl. You marry a footballer. Anyway, she told her partner she was just going out to get her eyelashes done. And she came back and he said, "What the beep have you done to your face?"
Oh, no.
He was furious, and her son was furious, and he was crying, and he's only four going, "Mum, what's happened to mummy's face?"
I'm flying up like a pufferfish.
They had begged her not to get any more work done on her face. And the sad bit is, she said, seeing all these gorgeous young girls on Instagram makes me feel insecure and worry about my age. She's turning 38. So she's getting all this work done. And isn't that a shame? Like, Instagram shouldn't be about that.
No, it shouldn't.
Be just about, you know, sharing photos.
Sunsets or something.
It's good to look.
Maybe. I don't think it should make you feel worse about yourself, but I think that is a trend.
Hey, Boxy, probably shouldn't say this, but that's...
Here we go. Please put your hand up first. That'll sort it.
No one's... I'll just put the hand up so I can speak. Kazza, mum, ripe old age of, what is she, 60... She's 60. She turned 60 last year.
What did Kaz get?
Now, Kaz had come to our house, I said, "What's happened to your face?" And she got a bit upset, and I was like, "Oh, I didn't mean it."
I'm upset, and you're not talking to me.
No, because she sucks 60, and I just didn't expect. She did something to her eyes. Like, I don't know what, like, I think she got, like, eyebrows tattooed on or a bit lifted.
Well, that's
she's going to hate
thing.
Me saying for doing this. But
I know. It didn't look well.
Like, she looked beautiful the way she was. See, I don't like cosmetic surgery because I like people that are naturally beautiful. And she is naturally beautiful. And she didn't need to do that. And I'm like, what have you done, mum?
Well, it's this weird pressure, and because other people are doing it, and then as you age, you start to think, gosh, how come my 50-year-old friend's looking 30? Maybe I need to do this. But the idea of doing it behind your partner's back or not telling people, 131060, we'd love to hear the stories. Did you get a reaction where you walked in the room and everyone went, what have you done? Like, did you want it to be subtle? It wasn't subtle. Did it backfire? Did you fall out with your partner? Because I would imagine there could be a feeling of breach of trust.
It would be. Like, they look surprised and you look surprised.
Depends.
Yours can't change.
Depends what you're getting done, Boxing.
What are you inferring? Oh, don't worry. 13, sorry, I asked.
1060 is a number.